Wait. Oh, where am I? Somebody's bedroom. Oh, must be her room. But who's she? Tell me, me.
Did you sleep okay?
Yeah. You?
Oh, shit. Shit. I gotta be someplace. It's pretty weird.
It's useful.
Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Hi.
And this is Welcome.
You're back.
Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This
That's
Damien.
And this is
and
Hi.
And over there is Douglas.
Hi.
He's talking right now and that voice is Douglas.
Welcome and hi.
Hi and welcome.
You guys are assholes. But that's why this is the Unnamed Movie Podcast, isn't it?
You thought we were gone, but you thought wrong.
I thought these characters had died out.
Nope.
I thought...
Nope.
Andrew, we're back from outer space. Yeah. We went to outer space. Okay.
Yes. We're just playing nice because we had guests. We're on our best behavior.
Best behavior.
And if that is our best behavior, you know
that I'm screwed.
Oh.
It's going to be terrible all the time.
So I listened to that fellow's podcast where he was talking about dinosaurs going to space, snakes on a plane going to space.
Put him in a suit.
The Raid Redemption going into space.
Why not?
Can he just be the fourth ump of the Tom?
Yeah. Can he be the P?
Brian, if you're listening, they're asking for you.
You put the ump.
You had me at hello.
You had me at top. This podcast sucks.
Anyways. Okay. This week, we're going to be talking about the latest film by Makoto Shinkai, Your Name.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about anime. Hey, Douglas. あの日星が降った日それはまるで夢の景色のように美しい眺めだった。 Three grown men
You're an anime
are going to sit down and talk about anime.
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 A film which involves two young high school students who live
who
live in two different areas of Japan, one in Tokyo.
Every single check mark of movies I shouldn't be watching.
The other out in the countryside who find themselves in the precarious scenario in which on occasion they wake up in each other's bodies. They have body swapped. Right? And yes, the young gentleman grabs
takes
the breast.
Full advantage.
To be like, is this real? I guess. And yet, Damien.
Yeah.
You brought this to the table.
Technically, you brought this to the table.
I only made it come to the table earlier.
Fair enough. This movie has made like $100 billion. And I went, there's no way. Just. Right? And I just had to know. I don't want to be one of those people. I don't have a wife or kids yet. I can't draw a line in the sand of culture so early. I can just be like, I don't give a fuck what happens. After 2016, I'm done. I had to know. I had to see what was so special about this movie that made everybody not in America who had the chance to see this movie, go and see this movie. And I will tell you, after seeing the trailer, I was immediately regretting my decision. I was like, I shouldn't watch this. I don't know what this is about, but it looks bad. And it was too late. Andrew already stole the pick and said, we're watching this week. And so I sat down and was pleasantly surprised. It is, as Andrew said, a story about these two people who find themselves in like switching bodies. And they could have just done the run-of-the-mill Freaky Friday shit. They tried hard to not do that, which was...
Why do you think it's always Freaky Friday?
You mean as in why is that our reference point mm-hmm. for this type of movie?
Yeah, why can't it be like
mm-hmm.
Twisted Tuesday? or
how about you shut the fuck up for
wacky,
a minute?
Wacky Wednesday.
The He's the first one. That one.
Weddy Wednesday is a dance that you can go to tonight.
Swifty Saturday, uh-huh. I don't know. I mean, right? Well,
mm-hmm.
Get you
that's it. Idiot. But when the movie started, I thought what I thought when I saw the trailer. I'm like, this is going to suck. I'm going to sit here for 1 hour and 40 minutes and this is going to be a nightmare. And they run through the Freaky Friday mode in about 30 minutes. It's just them going back and forth and them learning that, oh no, I can help. There's things one is good at that the other isn't, and they're like making their lives better and whatever.
Mainly dates.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She keeps spending his goddamn money.
Yep.
not my body. I'm going to eat all the sugar in the world.
Everything. I don't care. And sew this lady's dress and be friendly with everybody. And then when he was in her body, he was just more assertive, just dunking on fools in basketball. But then it becomes clear that there is some issue with the timeline. They're technically 3 years apart.
Honestly, I didn't even see that coming when it happened. It's actually one of the things that made me like this movie even more. Like when that third act turn came.
Even more?
Yes, even more. I like this movie a lot.
Yes.
Right? It's like, first of all, you mentioned it, the whole body swapping thing. Mm-hmm. Unlike all the other kind of movies like this, it starts to become this interesting exercise of them figuring out not just how to cope with it, but how to improve the other person. And they do this system of the diary going into the phones, and it was an interesting way for that sort of a, even so much so that for like the first 2-3 minutes when it first happens, that I was questioning it in the movie. I'm like, no, these people are crazy. Like the movie is tricking me, right? And it's not until around that second round when the characters started to admit that no, this is real, that I was going like, oh, that's really what they're doing. Right, even if it was just like on a dream level where I definitely announced it, oh, it's a body swap movie really early. But the way it was played, they could have taken that away really quickly and you would have been all right with it. And it could have been another movie that this wasn't. But yeah, this...
yeah, like when they started playing around with time, that is where I went, oh... This movie is actually trying to do something. It's not just ripping off things that proper movies have done. They're
proper movies, just because it's animated.
Yeah, proper movies. Real movies.
This is a fake movie.
With people.
Those aren't people. With those real are drawn people.
Nope, with real people.
What about the voices? The
telling
voices
real aren't stories. Are real people. You can't prove that. Someone put that in a Google machine and spit out words. You can't. Siri talking. When they started playing around with time is when this movie finally became interesting. When the young man realized that something was off, And once the connection was broken, once they couldn't swap over anymore, you felt the despair both sides were feeling. Because they really grew to kind of look forward to improving the other's lives, to being in their lives for these short periods of time. And then by the time the movie concludes, I was legitimately rooting for two cartoon characters
to get together.
To get together. As if I were a tea.
Remembering your Yui days of watching anime all the while.
The movie got me. Right? I was upset at first. Right? I started to feel feelings. Like, I can't do this. This is cartoons, damn it.
Did someone in your house peek around the corner and see you watching cartoons?
No, I was perfectly alright.
You are safe.
Isolated from the judgment of proper adults. But, and it's not just expectations, because like, I know that anime can be as good as proper movies. Right?
You keep saying goddamn proper movies. Because
I know it's not. Because it is hilarious.
I think this might be what the third anime we're ever talking about on this podcast. Yeah. I know we did Paprika.
Yeah.
I know we did Girl Who Lived Through Time. And yeah. This, I can't. Uh-huh. I don't know if anything else leaked.
Because all of the great ones, everyone has already seen. Like, we can't. Oh, I like Akira. Nausicaa. I like going through the big ones. You're like, why do we listen to this shitty podcast? But I was legit surprised at how good this movie was, and kind of impressed that this movie made that much. Like, I 100% would accept that some new Gundam movie would come out and everybody's like, yeah, Gundam. Like, it's just Transformers but with cartoons. Like, yeah, $1 billion. Like, boy, movies suck. But
Japan loves their anime.
This is like a well thought out, pretty well. Like, there's points where you can tell that they're flexing with the CG powers. There's like, listen, we can. It's a cartoon. We can have computer graphics do shit that no one can do with pen and ink. Like, rotate around a room for no goddamn reason. See what you guys are up to. It's unnecessary, but to see what you're up to. But the movie is well told and it's a good story.
And I also like that even though nothing about this movie really gets into like mature cartoon stuff, right? It definitely feels like a very somber and mature story. Like, it doesn't feel like the average young teen.
Yeah, it's thing. The movie doesn't concern itself with teen drama. It is not, even though both of them are growing to like each other, it is not watching the two of them struggle to come to that conclusion and then fall for each other. And it's nothing anywhere near as simple and black and white as that. Like, they fall in love with each other because they spend time in each other's body. And then there's a thing that the movie does towards the third act that I don't want to spoil, but it is the key to the title of the movie. And all of that, like them taking that step, is what really impressed me. They're just like, listen, this is what you came and thought it was going to be, but this is not the story we're telling. We're telling a much broader, more a story that would be more difficult to tell. They just didn't keep it as cut and dry as it honestly should have. Like, what was the one with Ryan Reynolds? His body switching movie. It was Ryan Reynolds and
Criminal?
What's his
Criminal?
No. What's his name from Extract? When they pee into a wishing well. Yeah.
Oh, the one with Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds.
I've forgotten the name of the Switch.
The Switch.
But that's not a body switch movie.
No, it is. They switch bodies.
Right, they pee into a fountain and then they switch bodies.
Then I'm thinking about something else. I think this switch is with Jason Bateman and what's her name? Jessica?
Right, so it's not the Switch. It is. Or maybe it is.
It's just, but those are the women in it as well.
Yeah. No, the movie I'm thinking about Jason Bateman becomes the father of a child that he didn't intend to.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know the movie he's talking about, but he's not talking about the movie we're talking about. But I don't know the name of either one. I think you're right. I think The Switch is the movie we're talking about.
I think also the thing that screws me up is I remember that movie had like multiple titles. So, so like some people might know it as one name and we know it as a Switch.
But like that movie... So, The point was bad. Is, that movie shit. Right? It wasn't about teen drama and like Freaky Friday, but The Switches was supposedly a more adult body switching movie.
No, that was adult in the sense that they could say fuck. Right. And you could see like penis
they didn't
jokes,
tell an adult story. They told a shit story and filled it with dick jokes. And it was awful. And this movie is like, it is really good. Like, and I really wasn't expecting. I just wanted to see how and why this movie made so much money. But it is impressive to watch. You just go, okay, someone told a good story and enough people saw it. And went, like, this feels like I don't live there. I don't know. I don't follow Japan culture. Again, like, or care, don't care anymore.
No more websites.
But, yeah, no more websites. But I have to, like, I'd prefer to believe that a couple people saw this and was like, yo, dog, you need to come watch this. And that is how it grew. Or maybe, like, they just marketed the shit out of this.
I think
like,
it was more
their
than that.
Avengers.
It was like
boo.
One of the things about that country, like, people, like, we on this side, we always see just Naruto and Bleach. Mm-hmm. And we're like, that must be the big thing, right? That must be the thing that draws everyone. Which is yes, right? But they have a whole other thing going on when it comes to their works. Especially in the cinema. So, like, this is something that would hit off fine without a problem. Bleach and Naruto definitely continues, but those are things that are TV and shonen and right. So I don't even think like the Kenshin live action movies, which I think I saw the first one, is so bad. I don't even think those things really hit off as much because they know them from mangas and stuff, where they're like, we've had our lives with that already.
Yeah, we know where this road leads.
But I do like this movie a lot. Like,
you should talk first and don't. Cause I can see it in his eyes.
I knew it from when I watched the ODM. Like, I knew it was coming. So I disguised my intentions well. He thought he had a compatriot here with him. Mm-mm. He does not.
No. You have one in Colossus, though. A Colossal. You have one there. Yeah.
Colossal is so good.
Yeah. I'll watch it again. Okay, it's guys? So I'll watch it again.
Andrew, the thing is...
No, we're not talking about that movie.
When you watch a movie, you just kind of have to realize... Just turn off your mind. Right? Turn off the brain.
Why would you turn on... It's a... Where are these people thinking in giant monster movies? Stop it.
Where are these people thinking in any movies?
I didn't plan to do any of that. This movie forced me to think.
What are these people feeling? Not proper movies.
Cartoons on the screen.
So Douglas,
do I get to go?
You've sat there. You've sat there stewing for the last like 15 or so minutes. As
before
Damon
you start,
I
really do like your shirt. I keep staring at that stupid shirt.
Mr. T drinking a cup of tea.
Mr. T in a with a monocle and a hipster mustache. Drinking a cup of tea, pinky extended, and it is beautiful.
Thank you very much.
That's Elvis, by
so
the
your
way.
Name
yep. Sponsored by
Mr. T.
Mr. T t-shirt.
I'm sure he doesn't get any money.
He
should.
So something I was thinking about when I was watching
you weren't
this
spirited
movie.
Away with this
I
movie.
Was not spirited away with this movie.
How many anime puns can we make?
How many do you have?
You sure? You sure?
Let's just say I was neither was I moved by any sorts of howlings from this movie.
Right.
Are so you about to have an Attack on Titan?
Right. You didn't see yourself bebuffing away from this movie.
No, I did not. Actually, it felt... I mean, this sucked Dragon Balls.
Oh,
All right, we're done.
So when this movie was done, you had to wash your eyes out with some bleach. So easy. There's so many of them. Can do this forever.
Oh.
But when you try and gun this one down.
Oh boy.
So Douglas, come on.
Yeah.
Go at it. Mm-hmm. Your name
is Douglas.
Is there, exactly. Thank you very much.
It's hi. My name is Douglas.
All right, so I was watching this movie and throughout this movie I kind of thought to myself, is it that there's some sort of anime panel or society or regulatory body that doesn't allow anime to come out unless there is just crazy dumb cartoony things that happen. Even when we try and get serious anime, they have to have at least one big scene and some smatterings all over the place of, you know, like emojis and just crazy shit that happens, and it happens in this movie again, and it goes against the goddamn seriousness of this movie, and I hate it. By the way, I kind of like this movie. I thought that was dumb, because there's definitely, I can't remember exactly which holy scene shit. It is.
Mm-hmm. I think but it there hasn't was, been since Moonlight, we've all agreed on a there movie was, this
series. A scene Silence, where, everybody loves Silence.
And it was a montage, a big montage.
Douglas likes Silence.
I didn't say I didn't like Silence. Holy shit.
Wait,
I just
have you already forgotten that?
Particularly no, I just assumed convinced.
Everybody on Earth likes that yeah. movie. That one didn't get my green mark. If you haven't noticed, I've been marking the movies green on the spreadsheet. The ones that we all collectively thought meant money. No, that meant we all collectively agreed this movie's good.
Oh, but, some Vince Vaughn shit.
Yeah, but so seriously,
money.
Though, what,
this movie
what's up
is
with
so
that?
Money.
The goddamn anime people just always do that. But what was I gonna say? So okay, you guys have said kind of most of.
You're what? Spoiling yeah, the latter half of the movie.
The movie, it goes from being Freaky Friday to something a little more, I don't want to use the word palatable, but more intriguing. When they start playing with time.
There's a twist. A proper, not like an M. Night Shyamalan nonsense, like a real one.
Are you talking about how they run around in the town center? Because that was the funniest part for me. What was I going to say? Okay, yeah. So one thing that I really thought about when I was watching this movie, and please don't get your expectations too high. Just think colossal. Think that level of thinking.
Mm-hmm. You mean Douglas level of
exactly.
thinking.
So what I was thinking is these guys, you know, they have a bond. They fall in love to some degree. Mm-hmm. I wondered if they ever got together, would they, and they switched, and would they have sex with each other? And if they did while they were switching, would it be like having sex with yourself? And how weird would that be?
I've thought about that in relation to Legion. Not this one.
I mean,
I'd have sex with myself. In fact, when I was a teenager, I had sex with myself all the time.
That was where my mind went.
I'm glad that they acknowledged it in the cartoon. Like every time you switch, it's just like I can't not.
Every time.
I like the first time you saw her switching to him, and she's like, something's there. Yeah. And then better yet, after that, she was like, crap, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Right. When they finally meet up, she's like, you touched my breast, didn't you? And he's like,
my sister told me.
I did it the once. She's like, I guess. And he's like, listen, no, it's the first. No. No free passes. You wish he touched it once. But it's like it was subtle things like that where they looked at the entire thing and clearly some thought went into this movie and constructing it how they did. And it was like, it was really engaging. Like, I am a little bit, because I've never heard of this fool, right? I've never seen
anything. I've heard of one other movie from him, but I haven't seen it.
What's it called?
5 seconds, 5 millimeters per second or something like that. No. I've heard good things about it, but I honestly have not actually watched it. It's 5 centimeters per second.
Right. But having seen this, I definitely will go now and go watch that, because if it's even close to what he did here, I'll have another movie that I can add to my list. It's just a good, like, this is a movie that it feels, it's as close to one of those really good Pixar movies as I've seen any cartoon movie come, where it,
any not Miyazaki cartoon movie.
No, I'm talking recently. I'm not talking about movies from the past. Like, there's movies that I love. Like, Nausicaa is far and away my favorite anime of all time. Like, nothing comes close, and I can't foresee anything coming close. Like,
in
someone
my head,
will have to come
in
correct.
In my head, I always thought you'd bias towards Ghost in the Shell, just for the action.
Yeah, like, I love... The thing is, like, Ghost in the Shell works, but the amount of feelings I had in Nausicaa, by the end of that movie,
you don't have to argue.
By the end of that movie, I was legit devastated about what I thought was going to happen. And the movie's like, no,
we're okay.
Like, listen, stop. I'm like, no, everybody's dead.
I didn't know what I had I had put myself up to when I was in high school and I asked somebody to borrow Spirited Away,
right,
not knowing what a Miyazaki movie was, to and then know that, like, I would be giving up the rest of my life in looking for more Miyazaki movies.
I'm just like, no, I don't, not like this. But like, no Pixar movie has come close to, like, the best Pixar doesn't stand up to the best Miyazaki, not in my mind, like, it's not even close. But this movie feels...
Inside Out
is terrific. It is no Spirited Away.
But
Up is really good. It is no Nausicaa.
It's no Princess Mononoke.
It's no Princess Mononoke. Right. Like, Toy Story 3 was the first one that came close. Because
you
there was...
You really harp on that one.
There,
it's,
because
it's
there's
so...
a point... There's a point in that movie
that movie goes to space.
Right. That too.
It does not go to space.
No, sorry.
It should go.
Oh, that's what Yeah, it should. It should. There's a point in that movie where for a split second, I forgot that, no, they can't do this because it is a children's movie. Like, there's a point that is actually harrowing in Toy Story 3. I'm like, oh no, this is all going to end poorly for everybody. That I forgot. I'm like, oh no, this is, of course, this is a Pixar movie. It is for children. You cannot murder everybody in this movie. But the fact that they were able to make me forget that even for a second, I should have just saw them in that pit. I went, oh no, of course something's going to save them. What are you talking about?
You should have had your adult critical
exactly.
Brain
I should have gone, this is madness. Like, who cares? Like, no. Something will save them.
This is Sparta.
It's no 300. No Pixar movie beats 300. Ghost in the Shell, less than 300. But this movie, it felt like it was so surprised. Just me sitting there going, is this movie good? This can't be good. There's cartoons on the screen.
And then every 6 months, you're going to remind yourself, you're going to scroll past it and be like,
why do
was
I
that
have
movie
this?
Good?
Why do I have this? It says your name. This looks bad.
It should have insert here.
Just leave it blank in XFC. Just at the front, like, what is happening? But yeah, I'm
kind of surprised we all agree on this movie.
Ah, damn it. And you should have seen my face when I started watching this movie. Just full Douglas mode. Just arms folded. Like, no drink beside me. Just vowing to him. I don't even want the sweet taste of juice to distract me from how shitty this shit will be.
And you're sitting there going like, Andrew, trick me.
Andrew, like the second I brought it up, Andrew's like, yes. I will give him a chance to back out of this. I got him. And I was like, oh, no, I just like, we just watched a trailer going, is this a young adult fucking cartoon? Is that what I picked? This is horse. Is this the Twilight of animes?
And then at the other end, you shout at that version of yourself that was angry.
It wasn't. Right? I had to get up. I'm like, oh no, I'm still an adult. Oh, damn it. Can this movie be added to the list? And then I looked at the number. I'm like, yeah, can I? So just, I think I'm at 600 and so. I've done a lot of cutting from that. And like, this is fine. This can stay. But yeah, this movie is a treat. The movies are, it's made enough money that I assume this guy will be free and clear to draw cartoons for the rest of his life. But
on side news, I read that Miyazaki announced his new movie will come out in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? I didn't realize it was so long.
2020?
Does he not realize that he's old and might die before that happens? It takes a while to draw things.
Does it?
Listen, do you think Miyazaki is really drawing that? He has minions of slaves.
I like that he drawing thinks, the, right.
Yes, and then he shouts at them and says, draw it again. Yes. It takes him a long time for him to be happy.
It's simple. He just puts the concept art, put it on Reddit, and then millions of lunatics will draw it for him. No, 90% of it will be unusable because it will be whatever he drew fucking cars and dragons, but the 20% is stitching and you get a movie. It's fine.
I saw a clip recently, and I think it comes from this documentary that they did about him and Ghibli, which I've been meaning to watch but I haven't watched yet, where this company comes to pitch to him this technology where basically you can give it your renders of like characters that you're thinking of making, right? And then it does all the math and stuff and goes, this is how that character would move in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, they give it this weird example of, like, a weird octopusy creature kind of thing without a skeleton.
Right.
And, like, it gives him a video of what it assumes that character would move like. And Miyazaki just goes, fuck this shit. And goes, you are ruining animation. Exactly. Not because it's anything special or new or fancy or whatever, but because you're taking out the human part completely. So screw you. This is a bad use of technology. You guys probably are good coders, but go and find something better to do with your life, because this is shit and I'll never use it. And just seeing him so upset, passionately just upset, like, at this guy who is like on technology and stuff. I'm like, yeah.
Dog, like, sorry, it's a cartoon. We can't make octopus.
Did you just say the guy was on technology?
Yeah.
Like he's on drugs?
Yeah.
Goddamn guy's on technology. Take him out there. He's embarrassing himself.
All these kids with their hip-de-hop and technology. Getting high off their technology.
It's weird how there are some people in my mind who I'm okay with being old and curmudgeon-y towards things. And other people I'm like, stop being old and curmudgeon-y.
It depends on, like, if it is ultra specific.
To be old and curmudgeon-y anymore?
Of course.
Or because you don't like him, no, he's not allowed to be.
Cool, sorry, what?
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood?
My boy, Clint.
I like his old and curmudgeon-y. I just don't like his movies anymore. Mm-hmm. Right? So, like, I imagine, like, hearing him speak out loud, old and curmudgeon-y. I'm like, just,
that's all right. This is a joy. You're so old. So miserable.
Like, I imagine throwing cell phones at him and it'd be like, ah!
Burn it with fire. Thank you, Clint.
Showing him that you can use the two fingers and turn the image. It's like, argh.
This is witchcraft.
Right. Where's the cord?
Like, I want to grow up and be that. Even if I know better, I still was. Like, I don't say, even when I know things, I still act on old and curmudgeonly. No. Can you imagine years from now?
When the picture fits
right,
the
board. Right. When I can just not care. Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Anyways, I think we're done talking about Your Name at this point. Does anyone else want to say anything
about Your Name? No.
No.
Your Name is stupid.
Cool. Some things I want to talk about. Two things specifically.
I put something in the Tom schedule. So after you're done, we can talk about them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number one.
Yes.
Jonathan Demme died this past week. And I know we generally don't talk about, like, but I felt like Jonathan Demme, like, the guy who gave us Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Right? The guy who gave us Stop Making Sense.
Like, you could have stopped after Silence. Like, everybody was on board. You didn't have to convince anybody after that point.
Like, Jonathan, and the weirdest thing is Jonathan Demme, to me, he fits into this sub, because I haven't actually, like, I took a look at, like, his listing, and I actually haven't seen that many of his movies. Like, I've seen Philadelphia, I've seen Stop Making Sense. Mm-hmm. I actually started earlier today watching the Justin Timberlake concert movie that he directed, which is on Netflix. I quite like it. So I'm, like, halfway through it. And I've already queued up, like, a few of his movies that I haven't seen yet that I want to catch up with. But he to me, kind of falls into that category that I gave you guys, like, a few months back. We talked about filmmakers that we love or whatever, where I almost don't know how to categorize his type of movie. Like, he goes around so much, and he has this weird normalcy to the way his movies come out, where, like, for example, one of his most recent movies, one that I haven't even watched, and one that I wrote off going, like, that looks like a bad movie, Ricky and the Flash, is the kind of movie that it doesn't look like anything particularly special. It even looks like it could have been bad.
Oh no, there's no could have been.
All right, you're a real street person, yeah, so dog. You had to watch it.
I saw her, I'm like, oh, shit. And I even lied to myself. I went, who directed this? And I saw him, I'm like, all right, there's two things. Let's do this. I just came out of it. Damn it.
But yeah, Jonathan Demme is gone, and it's kind of sad. And
that is very sad. One of the greats. Like, if you make one transcendent piece of media, like, it won't matter if everything you do past that point is trash. People will remember you for it. And, like, Silence of the Lambs by itself, like, he could have dropped the mic and walked away. Just like, I'm done. Top that. Just walked off. But he continued to work, and even though there's movies of his that I do not like, you can see his, like, you can see that he treated it as a real craft. Like, he got better, even if the stories he was telling weren't the best, and or what, like, you could see the work. It didn't feel like, none of his movies felt like he just went, this is a paycheck, and whatever happens, happens. I don't care what this, all of this is trash. But he is. Don't do that. Don't. In my face, Douglas. Why is that necessary?
Someone had to remind me this week that he made Rachel Getting Married, which I didn't know who actually made that movie.
If by someone you mean me, then yes.
Someone.
Someone.
Who are the someones you think he's talking about? How many people in this country?
That movie? Yeah, that's true.
Like, it was a movie that actually, up to now, I didn't think I had considered who actually made it. Like, I love just, that movie. Like, I love that movie, though.
That movie's great.
I remember sitting on this podcast and screaming at both of you.
Yes, you did.
For being wrong. When I said there's movies of his that I do not like,
that's the one you're talking about.
About Rachel Getting Married. Damn that movie to hell. But the thing is, like, we're going to have to do this more and more.
Yeah.
And it won't suck any less. But you hope that some of the young guys that are doing it, younger people that are doing it, will keep us smiling for years. You hope that they're not tied down in, like, franchise movie hell. They're just, the only movies that make money are superhero nonsense. And so, every great director that we know will at some point just be tied down. Right? Just pick a superhero.
But it's fine and because have to make them no for matter eternity. How many of them do that, remember, we still have Michel Gondry.
But does, he did the Green Hornet.
Does he remember that?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no! Right? Yes, uh-huh. He
I was
did.
Going to I hit him with that. That. Like, you sure he remembers that? Because I remember him doing a comic book movie, and it was no bad. Bueno.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I remember, like, for a minute, I forgot like whether that movie was good or bad, and then I went back to it. Oh, it's bad.
But Disco Santa.
You guys shat all over Fantastic Beasts last
yes,
week.
Yes, not last week a while
or
back.
Whenever it was, and.
It's
watch,
bad.
Watch it again. And David Yates directed that.
Yes, he did.
And I like the first couple of movies he directed. And I get, like, you guys were so negative. I'm like,
well, no,
was I drunk when I saw
that movie? I'm not particular. He was real negative. I just was a little disappointed. It wasn't that great.
It's just 2.5 hours of CG nonsense and moving right along.
But all the performances are so good. And the story that they tell is a, like, if you liked Harry Potter, they told another Harry Potter.
That is the Hobbit movie.
No,
to
no, no,
Harry
no, no,
Potter.
No, but that is the thing. I actually like this and think this is better than easily 5/7 of Harry Potter movies.
What? So, just for illustrative purposes, what are the 2/7?
Prisoner of Azkaban
okay.
is the best one.
Okay.
And then I think the one before the last two.
Okay.
And then
as
the last two.
The Half-Blood Prince is the best one.
As long as the Prisoner of Azkaban is in there. And actually, you see, I will allow for slippage.
Mm-hmm.
However, you have it right.
No,
it's,
yeah.
It's the number one.
Yeah,
it's the best one.
It is far, like, nothing is close.
You're also wrong.
Half-Blood Prince is which one?
That is the 6th one?
Yes, right. So it's Prisoners, Half-Blood, and then this. Beast. Fantasy Beast and Weird. It's like, I don't understand what all the shit this movie's getting. Like, I sat there and watched the movie. I'm like, did I have it wrong? I even went back and looked at the two good Harry Potter movies.
You're like, not doing the rest of them.
The fuck is that? Like, I know. I'm not fooling myself. I know that the Hobbitses are just more Lord of the Rings. They don't stand up
you see,
to
when
the
you,
OGs.
When you say just more, like, you don't quite get across the point that they're bad.
No, no.
The first
I can't accept that they're bad because they're more Lord of the Rings, but I know they're not good. I won't call them bad, but they're like Lady Snowblood 2 is the Lady Snowblood. Like, is it as good as the first one?
So you mean
one?
The coaster that
no.
came with my two discs?
Right. Is it as good as the first one? No. Is it still fun?
Yeah. All right. Otherwise, because I guess we're done. This past week.
You're on a game today, though, because I was
this past week, I caught up with a movie that I've been meaning to catch up with for a very long time. Like, it's been one of those movies that has been on my to-watch list for, like, so long.
Fast and the Furious.
Billy Elliot.
Oh, yeah. I watched that movie, too.
What's Damon. Billy Elliot?
It's the dance movie with Jamie Bell from, like, 20 years ago.
It's a British movie. Jamie Bell is a young man, 11 years old, and his father works in the coal mine and is on strike, and Billy Elliot goes off to boxing school every day and eventually realizes, I think I like that dancing thing instead, and signs up for ballet dancing under his father's wishes. Because which father? Right.
So essentially, this movie is Zoolander.
Right? And it's just about him.
Is it as good as Zoolander? Don't say things like that.
Don't put him on
do
that.
Do not say
don't
things like
that.
That
road,
no, it's not. Right? It's nowhere near Zoolander. The only thing that it shares with Zoolander is that relationship of, like,
the father son.
The blue collar father who has a son that is a pansy, so to speak.
And he just really wants to dance.
Yeah.
There's even a scene where the father finds out and, like, his older brother tells him, all right, you want to dance, dance, and puts him like on the top of the table. Obviously he's too embarrassed to really do anything, and then he just goes outside and starts dancing down the street. It's like, I love this movie so much.
I can see it.
When he gets found out, he goes outside and he angry dances.
It is like,
you guys aren't selling this. You guys realize you're no longer selling this movie.
I'm not selling this movie. I actually enjoy this movie, and I also enjoy making fun of this movie, which is what I'm doing now. Happy from time to time.
Like, it makes fun of itself. It has its own sense of humor about it, right?
Is it a musical?
It is bordering on it, but it never has songs with it. It's like there's music in it that goes with it.
Let's
like,
think about it this way.
How much of a musical is it?
Let's think about it this way.
Yeah, he can't be honest.
Can't be honest. Me and you, we're talking, right?
Right.
Now, I'm not going to say what it is or what it isn't, but let's think about this. One usually dances to what?
Music.
Okay, so this is a movie about dancing, which means a large portion of the movie there is dancing, which means a large portion of a movie.
No one is singing in the movie.
Singing in the rain.
It's a musical in the sense that there's a lot of music because you dance to the music. It's not a musical in the sense that people get up and
right. They're not telling the stories around.
No, they don't. Yeah.
I've other shit. There's no.
Anyway,
get back to me. In 6 months.
To be serious, right? Yeah. Actually, kind of like this movie. It's one of those movies.
Sounds okay.
It's one of those movies where Andrew turned it on, and I said to myself, "All right, I'll soon get up because fuck this movie."
Yeah.
And
or trap.
I stayed. Yeah.
This movie's over. Damn it!
I knew I'd catch him.
Could have watched Reed again.
And as much as I don't really. Jamie Bell generally, I mean, one thing he's in that I love, and again, it's kind of like this movie where there's no reason for me to love. Actually, this movie has a reason for me to love it. There is actively no reason for me to love Jumper. Jumper's the worst, right?
Yeah, it
is. Are you on board with me that it's good or you? Okay, yeah,
I know it's bad.
It's bad.
It's a bad movie.
Damn, I love that movie.
But boy.
So it feels kind of like that, except you actually have a reason to
like
that movie.
There's proper reasoning in this.
Jumper
is so bad.
It's so bad.
I love it. I know it's bad. I know.
Like, that's a movie that I kind of enjoy. I haven't watched it since forever, but in my head,
like,
I like that movie.
Even by stupid movie logic, it is still stupid.
It's so dumb.
Like, none of this makes any sense.
None whatsoever. And even recently, actually, it must have came up on Netflix or something like that. And I watched it again, and guess what?
Isn't Sam Jackson in that movie?
Yes, he is.
Of course.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what I had to bring to the table.
But yeah, that movie, it's pretty good.
Alright.
He's like 10 years old. And
Dancing up a storm.
But there's one scene where he like jumps around and he's moving around and you see him and you're like, hold on. Are you a 10-year-old bodybuilder? Because you're bigger than everybody in this whole movie.
Like, we did the math and he might be 13 when he made that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
There's a new show on Starz that the internet keeps talking about.
Haven't watched the first episode yet. We have it to watch.
We're gonna
watch
it tonight. It's called American Gods.
Yep.
Here's the problem. It's on Starz.
I know, right? People like it though because
here's the problem.
The book.
Yeah, people like the book, but here's the problem. It's on Starz.
It has Ian McShane in it. I have to watch at least an episode.
But here's the problem. It's on Starz.
Actually, hey, Starz had a
what?
Ash versus the Evil Dead, which
Ash
I
versus
do
the Evil
enjoy.
It also had a Party Down, which was great.
No, let me tell you something.
But that was not what this
Starz
show is.
True.
Starz also has a great app. Have you ever used a Starz app before?
No, because what would I be watching on Starz?
Starz actually has the app, has a bunch of movies
that I already own if I want to watch.
Actually, really like that app. But
Starz has nothing.
But I'm very upset because let's just say that there tend to be critical errors when I try to use the Starz app.
Fatal errors.
It will take my money, but
not show you anything.
Not show me the things.
Well done, Starz. Keep punishing him. Here's the problem, it's on Starz. No.
We'll report back next week and decide if you should watch it.
No. I was hoping you two lunatics had seen it.
No, I'm not. You guys haven't. Have you?
No. Oh, okay. It's on Stars. I need people I kind of thought of trust to verify.
If you want, I'm sure that his plan is to watch it tonight. My plan is to watch it after the podcast.
That is why I was bringing it up. Because I'd hoped you lunatics would have seen it so that I could hear the words that you say. Because you guys aren't writers. You don't know how to cloud what you actually think with fancy words, right? You try, but then there's easy ways to find out.
Are you telling me that I am not obfuscatory enough?
That is precisely what I'm saying. Right? When you guys go, it's interesting. I know, this TV show sucks. When you guys can't make definitive statements like, I think it's really good. And even then, depending on how much you praise it, I don't think these guys...
I rewatched La La Land.
Know what still you're like talking about.
Still like that
movie a lot. I guess next week we'll bring this up. Hopefully by then, you guys will have seen one or two other episodes and can tell me. Because it comes out on Sundays.
Oh, okay.
So you'd have seen this one, yeah. And then next week.
No, we would not have seen the next one.
You're like, don't play those games.
That's we're a day after kind of.
Fair enough.
I call the show Sunday Morning Live.
Mm-hmm. Sunday Monday. That is actually a thing in Jamaica for people who don't live here. If you have Sunday dinner left over and you eat it on Monday, we actually call it Sunday Monday. That is what we call it. If it lasts till Tuesday, we don't get creative and call it Sunday Tuesday.
It should be Sunday Monday Tuesday.
That's literally what they call it. Because Jamaica.
Has anybody ever gone Sunday?
No, I think
Monday,
the food is spoiled.
Tuesday,
I think what they call that is spoiled food. You throw that shit in the garbage.
There's a fridge.
If you made food on Sunday, it is now Thursday. It's still a food.
If you plan it right.
No, if that is your plan, then you didn't make Sunday dinner, you made food for the week. I'm talking specifically, you made Sunday dinner. Like, oh shit. Too much Sunday dinner. I'll get to you tomorrow. If it becomes Thursday, the dogs will get to you tonight. God, I'm going to die.
Yeah, where is he?
I also saw a list of A24, the publishing house. Apparently they've released 44 movies or whatever the case is. I was looking at the list and we've seen a lot of their movies.
Yeah, I've noticed that if I see their name, I'm not saying I will watch all of the movies, but it's much more likely.
Right, so I propose we rectify that. We will look at their movies and the ones that all of us haven't seen, we put on a list. All
right.
And that's our new marathon. But I need yes votes. This is a autocracy, that's what.
Andrew. I mean, we were going to let Douglas pick the next exactly. marathon, but right. He's the only one who can vote it away. That's all I'm saying.
Douglas, A24 movie marathon.
Because
you haven't thought a second about your marathon.
Let's have a discussion
next week.
Offline, yes. Offline. Let us see what off it's worth line. To you.
Absolutely nothing. I will comment this marathon myself.
Okay. Next. Well, I'm sure there's still more Ozu movies.
And I'm sure you'll be watching them by yourself. You can just copy paste what I put for the first five. I won't even watch them. I just go, oh, Ozu. Just bring a tape recorder up into the mic. A 3-second clip. Fuck Ozu. Beep. Fuck Ozu.
Beep. And then you go in Ozu.
Ozu. But yeah, I like when I saw the list, I'm like, oh, they put out a lot of movies. And I was looking at the list, and I'm like, oh shit, I've seen a lot of their movies.
They do release bad movies, though.
That is for certain.
Yeah.
I have seen some shit that they've put out, but they've put out some really incredible movies.
Yeah,
Because I've seen, like, easily seen 25 other movies. And so because of that, I went, yeah, I can knock out the rest of these and see what's up. And so I thought that would be like a good marathon. Like, I'm sure Andrew would have seen some that I, because I still haven't seen the Amy Winehouse documentary. But you guys would have seen that, so that wouldn't have been on the list. So that's fun.
What else? Damon, it's an Amy Winehouse
documentary. Yeah, and that's why I haven't watched it.
He just hears the word documentary and shudders.
No, it has nothing to do with documentary. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with. Well, okay, but but it's like a double whammy. It's a documentary and it's just something about some person that could sing good. Like, come on,
I didn't fall in love with Amy Winehouse to begin with.
But she's great.
No, I know. I'm sure she was. But
I love those albums.
So I don't have that love for it, and seeing her documentary. Outside of that, it's just been sports. Just so much sports. And you guys only watch one of them, and even so, you only watch one league. Just like, I don't.
No, that's not fair.
Keep any F's.
I also watch the Europa League,
mm-hmm.
the
Champions
EFL Cup,
right, and the Champions League, right. Right.
And the FA Cup,
and the FA Cup,
right?
Yes,
the FA Cup.
How about the Community Shield? Doesn't that count as a separate thing?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely. What about the Manning Cup?
He doesn't watch the Manning
Cup. Oh, okay.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on.
Yes.
Anything you guys want to bring up before we talk about fruits?
There's no
pineapple.
I don't hear any music being played in the background. There's no air horns.
I'm going to edit that out.
Nope.
No care me name, no spread no rumor, show me no respect. No to me living and the ghetto, show me no respect. No care me name, no spread no rumor, show me no respect. No to me living and the ghetto, show me no respect. Because this is a fact, me have to confess to all of the woman man for due respect. Not to be dressed up in the latest that we look fanciness. When we come out from the street, the man them say we look fresh.
And oh boy, so I guess we're talking about this. I don't have much to say about this song except for the fact that this is effectively the template for all classic dance songs. This rhythm, which is, I can't remember what it's called. Is it the Norfolk rhythm or something like that?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. If you've ever heard dancehall, any dancehall song made from, let's say, the late 80s through the early to mid 90s, they all sounded like this, unless somebody decided, oh, I want to be creative. I feel like this actually, in some way, or at least a song on this rhythm, needs to be on this list just for that sort of aspect of it. It's almost like a seminal sort of point.
The cadence of this song, like if you digitized it and mapped it onto every other song, it would overlap almost 100%. It's just the no call my name, no spread the rumor given, and it's just that all the time. On and on and on, and it is
rumors rhythm.
Yeah. Lady G, no respect. It's just a really good, it is a clean, classic dancehall song. It feels, it is one of those that feels timeless. Like, you'd be able to play this anytime, anywhere, in any dance hall, and no one would bat an eye. Like, it was just so, like, it feels like dancehall. Like, it sounds the part, it looks the part, the attitude is right, the beat is right, and if you pay attention to the words, all of it falls in line in what just, like, the only thing that's not in there is some kind of a dance. Like, but outside of that, it is just, it's just 100% dancehall.
Or blatant homophobia.
I mean, she's a woman, so she wouldn't need to. You don't have to prove that you're not gay when you're out. As a man, you always have to prove no homo. <It's> like, listen, we don't want no Batman around here. Because you have to. If you don't say it, there's a chance that you are. Right? Can't prove a negative, right?
He didn't say that he wasn't.
Didn't say he wasn't. So. And he did. On every single track he's ever put out otherwise. Is he getting soft or is he just become gay? I think he might be gay. which is... he got visa. And went to Florida and became gay. Dancehall is ridiculous.
God.
For people who don't live here... You might think that is a joke. We're not joking. We're laughing because it's ridiculous. But a full 99% of dancehall songs at some point has to re-establish the fact that the person singing it, especially if they're a man, are not gay. They do not like other men. Which is crazy.
Do you remember when Beanie Man came out with that song, Sim Simo?
Yeah.
And... he had some lyrics in there about how can I make love to a fella.
Yeah, how could I make love to a fella.
In a rush.
Mm-hmm.
And people went crazy because if he stopped, how can I make... They're like, oh, that makes sense. Fine. How could you?
Uh-huh.
But in a rush...
They didn't realize that in a rush followed the other part of the song.
And so
they just didn't care.
It became so much of a thing,
mm-hmm,
that if you see, and I'm sure to this date, Beanie Man perform that song, he would perform it as such. He would say, how can I make love to a fella, comma.
Right, then a longer pause.
In a rush.
Pass
so that
me the keys to my truck is the rest of that line.
So that you could understand. Yes,
yeah, it is.
It's so crazy.
Dancehall,
we
stupid.
Are the worst people in the
but,
world.
Like, we sing about it aggressively, but we, like, as a country, we never really went after it that aggressive. Like, we talked the talk.
No, we walked the walk for some time.
No, for some time, there was a subset of people.
Nowadays, there may be some...
For a while, there was a subset
some
of people...
light at the end of the tunnel.
Pretending as if... No homosexuals could ever be in the country. There's a time. There's a set of people. But those people never went downtown or to any dance anywhere near downtown where there was those people in every single dance. And they were well protected by the gunman in the country. So I don't understand. Like, we were talking the talk, but we never... Like, there's African countries that make... That do, like, public executions for homosexuals.
Actually, so...
We never got anywhere close to that.
The other day, I was hanging out with some family members, and they realized that me and Andrew like music, mm-hmm, that is not dancehall or rap, right?
Right?
And they're like, oh, check out this Nigerian, mm-hmm, lady singer named... I don't know if it's Asha or Asia, whatever, mm-hmm, it is.
Asia.
It's actually pronounced like that?
It's pronounced Asia. It is spelled A-S-A.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Don't ask me why.
Because.
Dance. Mm.
Whoa!
Oh, God.
You're a woman.
Jeez. My sinuses.
So, yeah. So. And while I was in the conversation, I just decided I look up this person. I don't think it was the first... Result,
right.
But it may
like
have
three,
been like the
right,
third
like
result.
Three results though.
She apparently was involved in a court case,
mm-hmm,
because she was being accused,
mm-hmm,
of lesbianism.
Of course, yeah.
Right? I'm not sure. I didn't read too deeply to understand what the
details
or not the details, but the what the punishment would have been, or if it was like a civil thing or an actual criminal case.
I assume stoning to death.
But what also got me was that she was super fighting hard against it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, lesbianism. And then she's like,
you guys cares? Go fuck yourself.
It was like,
mm-hmm.
I am what? And, yeah.
Yeah, like, we have boogery laws on our books.
Yeah, we do.
How many times have you heard any court cases about that?
Well, that's because they don't make it to the court cases.
Oh, you think we kill all of them? No, dog. Like, you guys don't take public transportation because you're smart. For years, I had heard that there were gay people in New Kingston, right? When you drive past...
You sound like the crocodile hunter.
Yeah.
We're looking for the...
There are some gays in New Kingston. But when you take... The thing is, when you take the taxi every night, at a certain point in New Kingston, you're like, oh, but there's a Batman name there. It's like... But when you look, you don't see anybody. So for a long time, I didn't know... Like, most nights I heard people in the vehicle complaining about them. But I never seen them, so... Didn't know what they were talking about until the news a couple of years ago. They're like, they have some gay people living in the gully, right? So that is what they were talking about. But none of those people that had all those strong words to say that knew that they were down there ever stopped to go down there and go, listen, you guys. Like, it took one of them robbing somebody for the police to get involved. Yet everybody who would have had strong objections to them knew I'm just went, I don't like them. So they just drove off, right? And none of those guys, they were moved from there. And I think they were trying to prosecute one of the guys, not for being gay, which they weren't tidy. They were prosecuting them for the crime they committed, just robbing people. Because we, like, for years we talked the talk, but nobody, like, Pulse is in New Kingston, and I spent time at Pulse. There's a lot of what's a nice way to say this, LGBTQ people that spend time at Pulse, and everybody knows and nobody cares, because no one really, like, we talk in this country, but Jamaicans, like, our discrimination is weird because, like, we discriminate against certain religions more than others and certain behaviors more than others, but we're never hardcore about it. We're just like, listen, I don't like that. As long as you keep it open, it's fine. Like, everybody just goes, nah, shit. But yeah, but what were we talking, Lady G, no respect, this song. Like, it's just, like, it feels, I don't want to say this because with all the nationalism going around the world, it's probably not the right time to use words like this, but it feels like real Jamaican music. Like, it just feels and sounds like what I think and remember dancehall sounding like. It just... It's like a warm blanket. Warm, xenophobic, sexist, racist blanket. But I still like it.
Oh no, you were talking about blankets.
Ah,
that's what it was. Sorry, right. My bad. My
blankets. Bad. Sheets. Sorry, we don't use blankets in Jamaica. We use sheets. Imagine having, like, a comforter. This country, like July, just burning to death. Oh Lord, this country's hot.
Yeah.
Rain fell yesterday and last night.
Oh, did it?
Still,
oh, yes,
hot.
It did fall yesterday.
Still, but hot.
Yeah, for the last, I'd say, 2 weeks.
Christ,
it's been crazy.
Summer is not joking around.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have seasons. We have hot and wet. And boy. heart is not joking around right now. It has come to play. She's like, yep. I'm going to kill all of you. Can't imagine what it would be like to live somewhere where there's not like a body of water you can chuck off. We're getting like I live so close to the sea, like I can see the waves coming in, I can feel the breeze, and it's still hot. Damn it, man. This country, is crazy. Dan, alright, we're done. No more pineapple.
No more pineapples?
Yeah, we're done, yeah.
Pineapples on pizza.
Come tell me tonight. I've taken everything in sight. I'm slipping the strings on my kite. Judy in the skies. Hey, that's what you are. We'll be right back.